Healthcare costs increased by 7% last year, even as a slowing economy made it harder to absorb the increases. Small businesses take the biggest hit when healthcare costs rise. The Small Business Committee in the House focused on their plight yesterday. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
For Chairman Don Manzullo, a Republican from Illinois' 16th District, high healthcare costs hit close to home. His brother runs a small business, the 12-table Italian restaurant that Manzullo's parents started 40 years ago.
It's called Manzullo's Famous Foods in Rockford, Illinois.
Manzullo says he's learned from his brother that when it comes to health insurance, the playing field needs to be leveled for small businesses.
I don't care whether you're buying spaghetti or buying health care. The more you buy, the cheaper the product is. It's always cheaper to buy in bulk.
It is a fact that small businesses and their workers pay more and get less for their health insurance dollars. These days, they're also paying a disproportionate share of the increases in healthcare costs. While employers overall saw their health insurance premiums go up by 11% last year, small businesses have been reporting much bigger increases.
I was completely flabbergasted when I received my first annual policy renewal statement with a whopping 26% increase for apparently no particular reason.
At yesterday's hearing, Elaine P. Smith testified that she began offering health insurance to four of her employees in Granite City, Illinois, only last year.
Naturally, I contacted my insurance representative to inquire about the big jump in cost. I was told quite simply the double-digit increase were not atypical for small business owners and, in his words, were just the nature of the health care market.
Manzullo told of constituents whose small business faced a 47% increase in premiums. The insurance company wouldn't tell the business owners why, so the owners went to their workers.
They interviewed each of the people. And come to find out was that one person in the group had a child with attention deficit disorder, ADD, that saw a doctor once a year.
Lawmakers are worried that many small businesses can't or won't shoulder these higher costs and will simply drop the benefit. Already 60% of the uninsured, some 24 million Americans, are part of families where the head of the household is employed by a small business. At yesterday's hearing, there was keen interest in lowering small business insurance premiums through a vehicle called Association Health Plans, or AHPs. Supporters say the plans would enable small businesses to band together into large groups with the same kind of bargaining power that large employers have. But the insurance industry says AHPs will backfire. Mary Nell Lenhardt represented the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
In fact, what we're concerned about is that AHPs will raise the cost for our small employer pools by making it very attractive for healthier groups to leave the pools and join an AHP where there are no mandated benefits. The people who need the benefits would stay with the state-insured pools and make the cost go up for those sicker small groups.
The House tried last year to create these plans. They were part of the Patients' Bill of Rights that was passed by the House but killed in the Senate. Manzullo and other supporters say they'll try again this year. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.